Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am on Timothy Hood, H-O-O-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hood as described in my report of 12-14-16, but he is now a 60-year-old male who again reports he injured his back and hip at work on 8-5-15. But he was working on a construction site when a flatbed truck backed into him. He did go to Atlantic Care Emergency Room afterwards. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be pinched nerve, comma, herniated disc, comma, and bulging disc. Paired he did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Paired he did receive physical therapy and injections. Paired he is no longer receiving any active care. Paired new paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Hood received an order approving settlement on 7/24/17. Bid this was for 25% partial total due to residuals of lumbar sprain and strain with lumbar disc bulge with herniation at L3-4 and lumbar disc bulge L4-5 with lumbar radiculopathy, comma, status post-injection therapy. Period. He then applied for modification of that award. Period. New paragraph. On 1/30/20, Mr. Hood was seen by Dr. Corcoran, C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N, in following up for his diabetes and decreased testosterone level. Period. It was ascertained he was on disability and Social Security disability. Period. He's able to do some independent contracting work, consulting. Period. He has 7 children, including 1 son and 6 daughters. Period. He is a former Army Reserve member. Period. His medications were adjusted. Period. New paragraph on 10/27/20, Dr. Hartwell performed a neurosurgical evaluation. Period. He noted petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. He stated, prior to the 8/5/15 work event, Mr. Hood had a significant cervical spinal cord injury in 2002 with residual left arm numbness and weakness, but had no admitted or documented lumbar or leg pain prior to the work injury. That injury resulted in a very minor right L3-4 disc bulge and possible L4-5 disc injury. Physical therapy and injections provided some benefit. Evaluations up through 9/2/16 documented continued subjective complaints of lower back pain and limitation of voluntary range of motion, but no objective impairment. Period. The current exam found increased leg pain with objective motor weakness of both legs, more on the left than the right. Period. Therefore, imaging studies were necessary and causally related to the 8/5/15 work injury. Period. Paragraph. He then stressed that on 5/6/21 he returned to Dr. Hartwell. Period. He reviewed an MRI of 11/16/20 that showed minor age-appropriate continued disc-based water loss at T12, L1, L1-2, and L2-3. The images are sharper. Appeared there were no modic changes at L5-S1. No modic changes, period. At L5-S1, the minimal left disc bulge is present and sharper on these images, but not clinically significant. Paired L4-5 showed mild progressive facet arthropathy and minimal lateral recess narrowing, comma, a minor right annular tear, and no change in the left annular tear. Paired L3-4 has sharper images and no change in the central annular tear. Paired therefore between the 5 years between this study and the one done on 9/9/15. There was just an expected mild progression of L3-4 disc-based water loss and facet degeneration with no clinically significant root compression. Period. Flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine were done on 4/9/21, showing fair preservation of lumbar lordosis and L3-4 and L4-5 degenerative end plate changes, but there was no instability on flexion and extension. Period. In conclusion, Dr. Hartwell opined there was no objective neurologic deficit that can be causally related to the 8/5/15 work event. For the cervical spine, Peter Weber, that event resulted in lower back and some leg pain, worse with standing and walking. Period, he was not sufficiently symptomatic to suggest treatment with an L3-4-5 instrumented fusion surgery. And Dr. Hartwell did not have any experience in lumbar disc replacement arthroplasty. Period, he suggested bilateral facet rhizotomy. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Testaudi then performed a neurosurgical evaluation to determine need for treatment on 11/11/20. Period. He did not feel the petitioner would benefit from any further physical therapy. Period. The TENS unit he used during therapy was extremely helpful, and he was told to ask regarding a home unit, but he was prescribed such a unit in 2015. It was recommended he undergo injection treatment at that time also. Period. He has continued relief of his L4 distribution radiculopathy on the right, with the right side of L3-4 and L4-5 transforaminal epidural steroid injection for nearly 1 year. Period. However, over the past year or so, this has progressively worsened, and he's no longer experiencing any relief. Period. Dr. Testaudi recommended a new lumbar MRI, as well as medial branch blocks to the facets. Period. A new MRI was done on 11/16/20 compared to the study of 9/9/15 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Testaudi to review these results on 1/26/21. Period. He continued to be seen by pain management and was currently taking Percocet 10/325 three times per day, Oxycontin 40 milligrams twice per day, Soma twice per day, and Neurontin as needed. Period. He recommended medial branch blocks targeting facets at L3-4 to determine whether he may be a candidate for total disc replacement at that level. Period. He followed up on D25-21. Period. Had not undergone the injections in the interim or had a consult scheduled for them. Period. Dr. Testaudi reiterated his recommendations. Period. He continued to see Dr. Testaudi through 4/12/21. Period. There was no significant change in his symptoms, but stated they had worsened since his last visit. Period. Dr. Testaudi Again, recommended medial branch blocks at the L3-4 facet joints. And at a separate visit, medial branch blocks targeting the facet joints at L4-5. So it could be determined if he was a candidate for a total disc replacement versus a fusion procedure at these levels. Period. New paragraph. On 11/16/20, an MRI was done compared to the study of 9/9/15. Prepared to underline this, I think I already inserted that. On 4/9/21, he underwent lumbar spine flexion extension x-rays. Period, he showed mild degenerative changes. Period, he underwent medial branch nerve blocks by Dr. Pulsar on 8/18/21. Period. He had actually come under Dr. Pulsar's care on 8/5/21. Period. They elected to pursue injection therapy. Period. Dr. Pulsar observed he was on high doses of narcotics, but continues to have symptoms. Period. It was not clear that the patient ever responded to facet injections or medial nerve branch blocks in the past. Period. Before proceeding with radiofrequency lesioning, he would need to have bilateral diagnostic medial nerve branch blocks as the next step. Period. Physical exam. Extremity's upper motion of the left shoulder was limited to 140 degrees of flexion and abduction, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremities lower, normal spine, cervical inspection revealed an anterior longitudinal scar measuring 2 inches in length, consistent with his known cervical spine surgery. Period. At that time, Dr. Glass performed surgery from C3 through C5. Period. Active flexion was 40 degrees, comma, extension 50 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending 30 degrees, comma, rotation right 65 degrees, and was full on the left at 80 degrees. Thrust of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to walk on his toes. Period, he could walk on his heels with support. Period, he actively flexed to 80 degrees, complaining only of hamstring tenderness. Period, motion was otherwise full in all spheres, although left side bending elicited tenderness. Period, tenderness was present with palpation, of the lumbar sacral junction, as well as the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Period, and then the rest of that is normal. Supinate ligation maneuvers at 50 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness bilaterally without radicular complaints. Period, there were also positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally for symptom magnification. Period, impressions. On 8/5/15, Timothy Hood injured his back at work, as marked in my prior report. Since seen here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Hartwell on 10/27/20. Period. He also was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Testaudi. Period. Updated MRIs and plain x-rays were done. Period. On 8/18/21, Dr. Pulsar performed medial nerve branch blocks. Period. He followed up with Dr. Testaudi through 4/12/21. Period. I believe he did have a follow-up with Dr. Hartwell that we have to include in the record review list. The petitioner still has not undergone any surgery in this matter. Period. New paragraph of the current examination found there to be mildly decreased active range of motion about the lumbar spine due to hamstring tenderness only. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers failed to elicit any clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. He did have decreased range of motion about the cervical spine and a longitudinal scar consistent with his known surgery. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted as marked from my prior impressions section. And that's the end.